Hey, fantasy football owners, the road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster, wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back, Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. This segment sponsored by McGurk's Pub and Grill. If you're looking for a spot to watch the birds this season, grab your crew and head over to McGurk's. All their locations have a great atmosphere and an awesome game day menu. A lot to discuss here. Jalen Hurts, up and down, first week of the season. A win, which is the most important thing, but turnovers were Too many. The fumble and then a couple more throws that could have went the other way. Are you giving Jalen Hurts a pass for week one because it was the first game in a new offense, as Hugh pointed out? Long trip, sloppy field, a loss on the first play. I'm not. I think that Jalen Hurts needs to stop turning the football over. I mean, that's just the bottom line. He needs to stop turning it over starting Monday against the Falcons. It's been a pattern now for too long. And, of course, Bryce Harper didn't run the ball out last night. I feel like more people are going to give Jalen a pass today than Bryce.
Because he got a win. Well, even though the Phillies got a win last night, too, they're probably going to lean more towards Jalen.
Well, I also think there's something just in our brains about, like, a lack of hustle just upsets everybody.
Well, yeah, and like, for what Bryce has said the last couple of days, I mean, he got to understand that's lip service. You've given us lip service. You haven't given us, you know, you've given us a lot of lip service, and then you do that. It just doesn't go together.
Yeah, can we just get this out of our system before October? Like, I can't have a ball off the wall in October and the guy's on first base. Like, we just can't do this.
I don't think, like I said, I don't think this is going to be a thing that happens in October. But, like he said, it's not about the October thing at this point. He's the one saying that the division's not over. We do have a bye week to secure. Like, you can't be effing around when it comes to that kind of stuff.
You can't. I mean, like, again, I don't know if he thought it was. He obviously thought it was out. But like Kyle said, he hasn't hit a home run in a month. How about we just run and assume the ball's not going out, and then we'll slow it down if it does go out. Let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. In a couple minutes, we'll let you hear from Seth Joyner and Nick Sirianni on Bryce Huff, his week one performance. Ken in Cinnaminson. Hey, Ken.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you today?
Good, Ken. What's up?
Hey, listen, since we're giving out passes this morning, I realize we have to give Chris from Middletown a pass because he went to Penn State. But the term is nip it in the bud, not nip it in the butt. So, you know.
Who said that?
Chris.
Oh.
Yeah. We're giving
it's
him a pass.
Not a dog biting in the butt. It's okay.
It's pass day, Ken, so everything's okay.
He's got his pass. I mean, you know, Penn State, it says enough. Listen, on Bryce Harper real fast because I want to get to Jalen. I'm just going to say this. If I was the manager of that baseball team last night, and there's no way Rob Thompson's ever going to do this, I would have pulled Bryce Harper off the first base and pinch run for him in that situation. Like, at some point, you've got to make a statement to the highest paid player in the history of the city that, you know, you don't get to decide what the rules of a game are that's been played for 150 years. Mm. And I love Bryce Harper. This is not a overall overarching criticism of Bryce Harper as a human being. You cannot do that. It's just as simple as that.
And before you get to Jalen, it's not the first time. If it was the first time this year,
exactly.
I think it'd be different. I think it'd be much less of a conversation. It's happened, you know, a handful of times this year. What are you thinking on Jalen?
So people are so invested, you know, the Jeffs of the world and OG Wade and even the other guy who calls and says that they should trade Jalen Hurts and make Tanner McKee the starting quarterback. People are so invested in being right about whatever it is that they've decided they're right about, that they refuse to allow their eyes to believe what they see, okay? So the fact of the matter, it was his first game in this offense. Some of the decisions he's made with the football over the last 20 games of his career look like it's the first game he's ever played quarterback in any offense. And, you know, the first game in the offense does not excuse a fifth-year starter making the decision he made when you have to walk away with points, does not excuse him from throwing that pass to A.J. Brown across his body. I mean, these are ridiculous. And look, I desperately, desperately want Jalen Hurts to get back to the 2022 Jalen Hurts. I desperately want to wake up tomorrow morning and look in the mirror and see a full head of hair on my head.
Definitely.
At some point, you have to acknowledge what you see is what it is. And this is what I know. The Eagles cannot win the Super Bowl with this version of Jalen Hurts. And this has not been an outlier. This has not been a game or two. This has been the last 20 games of his career, which is just about half of his career. And, you know, Friday night, there's a reason why they say, you know, if they could catch, they wouldn't be DBs, they'd be receivers. Because that could have been four interceptions very easily if those guys could just catch.
Well, that and Ken, that, you're right. And that's why the whole results thing, they won and it was two, not four. Like, if we start basing things only on results, then we're going to get blindsided when a game comes down the line where he throws four picks. Like, he's teetering on that right now.
And you have to recognize how this organization works, right? So I desperately wanted to get back to the way he was in 2022. I'm willing to give him a chance to do that. But if 2024 looks exactly like 2023, if you don't think the Eagles are going to draft a quarterback next spring, you're not paying attention to how the Eagles operate. It doesn't matter how much they paid him, how long his extension is. They drafted Jalen Hurts as the second year of Carson Wentz's extension. So you got to prepare yourself for how this organization operates.
Well, there's no question. Can we? I mean, they did this with Wentz, right? 2018, 2019, he was not as good. And then in 2020 draft, Jalen Hurts arrived. And we're not there yet, Hugh. It's one game of the season.
Yeah.
But Ken's not wrong. If he plays like he did Friday the whole season, they will draft a quarterback.
I mean, he's under the microscope, man, because you know, when you look at the talent that we've amassed, there's no way on God's green earth that the at least NFC championship. And I know a lot of teams played this weekend. Look, one small sampling size. San Fran looked like they might be a team that might be still formidable.
Yeah, oh, they are. Yeah.
You know, so it's one of those things, man. We've amassed enough talent where we should be in that conversation. We should be hosting the NFC Championship game or at least playing in it.
I'm going to go one step down from you.
What's that?
It's divisional round for me with the talent they have.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not in the divisional round, I think it should be really disappointing. The title game, I mean, do you think they're better than Detroit and San Francisco?
I think so.
I don't.
I think when you talk about strictly offensively, I think so. Because this is a league that's predicated on scoring a lot of points.
Yeah, but those teams have just as many weapons.
Yeah, but I would say our weapons are better.
Close,
I would say per person. I would say we have the better weapons.
Close. I think they're close.
That's fair. Yeah. That's fair. And there might be a little Eagles bias in there. No question about that. But still, I feel like we are the better team.
Well, right now, I don't think they're. Now, could they get there by the end of the season? Sure. If Jalen plays better and the defense comes together under Vic Fangio, the ceiling is very high. 215-592-9494. Let's go to Will in the Northeast. Hey, Will.
Gentlemen, how y'all doing today?
Good, Will. What's up?
All right, I'm gonna come in smoking, man.
Okay, let's hear it.
For both Bryce and Jalen, it ain't no more passes, bro. You getting paid top dollar to lead a team. You getting top dollar to be accountable for yourself, your teammates, and everything that goes on in that game. Now, it's time for y'all to stop like with this pouting and acting like females. Whatever's going on, get it out the damn door. Bryce, you ready to, you right now, like you kissing the trophy right now. You kissing them rings right now. And you, whatever you're going through, you need to get that out of here, man. Because now you're breaking the chemistry of the team. So, Bryce, hey, listen, everybody is accountable now. It ain't no more we're going to get these guys a pass. Oh, this is happening, that is happening. No, man, it happened already. We had losing seasons, and we was right there. And we're tired of seeing that. And we're not giving no more passes. So now it's time to bring them championships home. Whatever you got to do, let's do it. The team depends on you, and so do the fans. So let's get it going. I'm trying to give it passes, and it's over with. So now it's time you settle down and know that crunch time is here. And you got to give everything, because guess what? Once you give everything, so will the rest of the team. You get paid top dollar. Remember that. Remember the fans. Remember your coaches. Remember the owners that took that money out for you. He's doing it for everybody, but mainly he's doing it for yourself.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get it, baby.
Let's get it.
I love it. You know what? I need that clip. Send that to the Phillies. Well, we appreciate the phone call. I want that playing in the clubhouse when Bryce Harper arrives
today.
I think
they probably already listened.
Well, I want it playing over and over. On a loop in the clubhouse as Bryce Harper arrives today. 215-592-9494. Coming up in a couple minutes, we'll play for you both Nick Sirianni and Seth Joyner what they thought of the week one performance of Bryce Huff, the new pass rusher here in Philadelphia. All right, let's grab OG Wade in Philadelphia. What's up, OG?
What's up, fellas? How are we doing today?
OG, what's up? What are you thinking?
I just tried to enjoy listening to y'all, man. And this idiot, Ken or Kenneth, whatever the freak his name is, I mean, he wants to wake up with a head of hair. Well, go see Dr. Glatt, you punk.
Dr. Okay? Rafi. Go see Dr. Rafi.
Yeah, Dr. Glatt ain't with us no more.
Yeah. He's not. No. Dr.
Oh, he's not?
Rafi.
Okay.
No, he's not. Well, rest in peace. Yeah, rest in peace to Dr. Glatt.
Oh, okay. My bad.
No, it's cool.
Anyway, listen.
We made mistakes.
I digress here. Yeah, I made a mistake. Hey, listen. The pass thing, I don't think Jalen needs a pass. And I don't think that he had a C. I think he had a B. You know what I'm saying? Because first of all, he those two turnovers came in the early parts of the game. So basically, he straightened it up. He corrected it. I even seen him attempt that same pass down the middle. He looked at it and pulled it down. So that means that he learned his lesson from that. And he went on, and we went on and won that game. And we went and I was talking about the elite thing. It's the way you can control the clock and burn and salt the game away, like we talk about. There's not every quarterback can't do that. So that was done. I mean, I think Jalen, yes, he did make some mistakes in that game, as do every quarterback. Everybody want to talk about Patrick Mahomes last year. Patrick Mahomes had 14 interceptions just like Jalen had 15. But they won the Super Bowl. You know why? Because their defense never, ever seen 30 points on their scoreboard. We have to understand these players will make mistakes. No, we don't have to be okay with them. But it's a part of the game. Jalen Hurts, in his last 2 years, has won more games than any quarterback in the NFL. No one talks about that. All you want to talk about is the mistakes.
Well, the team. Okay, the team has won the most games. Now, he's not the only one winning the games.
I understand that, Joe. But we all know that when you're talking about winning, everybody talk about the quarterback win. How many games you won.
Sure.
The difference between 22, let me let everybody know. In 22, we had a last play schedule. We played all bum teams, no good quarterbacks. That's why Jalen apparently looked like he was a great quarterback. And last year, we played a first place schedule. We won 11 games. That's why Jalen looks like a good quarterback that has some issues during the game. That's just a part of how it goes in the NFL. Y'all talk about the quarterbacks that won that was impressive this week. You know why you said the Panthers? You know why you said because they played all bad teams. That a quarterback can look good and not make no mistakes against those type of teams.
So then what is he? But then what is Jalen?
Jalen is a good quarterback.
I agree. I agree. I agree with you. But he needs to stop turning the ball over to be great. Can we agree on that?
Joe, yes, we do get agree on that. But my point, what I'm trying to say to you is that Jalen just can't say, I'm gonna stop turning the ball over. No, he's not trying to turn the ball over.
Of course not. Of course not.
It just happens. No, listen, man. It's a turn that I make at this damn light twice a day, and it's two lanes. So sometimes when I take the inside lane, I hit the curb, so I take it wide. My wife curses me out. So I'm mad because the last time I took the inside curve, I tore two of my damn tires up that cost $495. You think I wanted them to hit the damn curb? No, but I did it. So now I got to start taking the outside lane. That's what Jalen needs to do.
We agree on that, and we agree. So that's my point. Start taking the inside lane. Stop messing up your tires. Save the $495, OG. You'll be happier. We'll be happier. We always appreciate the phone call. Before we hear from Sirianni and Seth here, just want to point. Jalen Hurts did close the game well. Kyle pointed out. Sirianni pointed it out. But guys, we can't just be results-oriented. Like, he threw the pass with 4:43 to go, and A.J. broke up an interception. He's the same quarterback if A.J. breaks it up or he doesn't. But what's the conversation in Philadelphia Packers intercept his third pass of the night? Yeah. They probably go down and beat the Eagles, right? The Eagles are up two.
Yeah, conversation changed.
Watching the replay. The ball would have been at the Packers 45 with 4:43 to go. Yeah. They're down two. There's a really good chance the Eagles lose if that happens. Jalen does the exact same stuff up to that point. He throws the exact same pass. This is why we can't just say, well, he iced the game away. Yeah, he did, but he was helped out by AJ breaking up an interception.
Well, here's where I think Here's where I disagree. I think we can be results oriented in week one with a new system and, you know, some shit like the fumbled snaps with Cam Jurgens, right?
And I haven't been very upset
about those. Sure, right. But I'm saying, like, it, just as an example, we fell on those. We recovered them.
Right.
Or, like, the one, at least, right? Like, so results say, no problem, it's fine. And you can sort of brush it away by saying, look, new center, there's going to be some miscommunications there. It's week one. They got to get that ironed out. That's sort of how I'm copy and pasting that to Kellen Moore, new system, right? Clean slate for me. It's week one. So, like, in week one, a win is a win. You start doing it again in week two, week three, then it's like, okay, we have a real problem on our hands this season.
Well, that's how that's what last year was. That's how they won a lot of games last year.
Let me say it for you like this. You dodged the bullet. Now, going into my next gunfight, I don't want to be dodging bullets because there's a good chance that I won't be able to dodge the bullet the next time that I'm in that gunfight. So how about this? How about I don't make those same mistakes instead of making excuses? Because basically that's what we're doing. Like when you talk about how – you know, and I'm not picking on anybody, but when you talk about how you overcame this, that, and the third, how about you don't put yourself in that situation for you to have to overcome? Because let me tell you what's a truism. Jalen throws that pick at the end of the game and we're up, and they go down and salt the game away. Guess what we're talking about?
Jalen.
Threw a damn pick
to
and
lose
he's the same cat
that
he was last year. That's a fact. Like, so let's be realistic. The football guys just happen to smile on you in that situation.
That's why he won. He wins. Like that's it's a thin line. Like that.
Yeah, it's a very thin line.
It is.
And you're supposed to you as a former player. You revel in the fact you enjoy it on the night going back home from Brazil. The fact that you won the game, but you know in the back of your mind. Ooh, Lord, that could have went either way. like Joe, let me like, ooh, thank you, baby Jesus. That game could have went either way.
Yeah.
Let's be real. It could have went either way.
Of course it could have.
So, like, take Stafford, for example, that we brought up earlier. He threw a pick that might have ended up actually losing them a game in week one. Mm-hmm. 16-year quarterback, not in a new system. He's been with the same coach. Like, would you be crushing Matthew Stafford the same exact way as Jalen Hurts?
I mean, if I was doing a show in Los Angeles today, probably. It was time to finish this deal. All right, let's hear from Seth Joyner and Nick Sirianni. We spoke yesterday. Hugh broke down what he saw and didn't see from Bryce Huff week one. Let's hear Seth here. Seth Joyner on his reaction to Bryce Huff's first game as an Eagle.
About Bryce Huff, are you concerned?
Very concerned. Very concerned. The kid only played 40% of the plays last year, and they're using him in a similar way now. You don't pay somebody 3 years – $53 million to only play, you know, 15 to 16% of the time. He needs more downs. You know, if the mindset is, okay, we're going to get younger at that position, okay, and you're going to bring him over and you're going to let Hassan walk. Hassan played 70 to 75% of the plays last year.
He played a lot.
Okay, so if that's the case, then this guy has to play an equal amount.
Hugh, your reaction to what Seth said there.
Seth ain't lying, but and I know, like, I was more curious. I wonder what Seth had to say about the way he was playing. I look at him play, and like I said, I think for him, it's just him getting comfortable in playing in a high-traffic area, Joe. Because when I watch the game, he's over there with the tight end, and I try to put myself in those situations. I never play left end, but the reads are totally different with left end as opposed to playing right defensive end. Because on the right defensive end, it's me in that tackle. And sometimes it all depends. It might be a running back that might come chip, or it might be a guard. But you got the tight end read. You got the tackle read. You got if they're lined up really tight, you might have a receiver right there that might chip you. And you have to, especially in run downs and in pass rush downs, you need to figure out where you want to line up. And as I'm talking about it, I'm using my hands that nobody can see me actually using my hands. But you need to figure out where you want to line up at. And a lot of times, I don't know if this is true. This is just what I assess it to be. He didn't know where to line up at because he didn't understand. He didn't have down and distance awareness, I guess, or he didn't understand what position he could potentially be in, because it was like he was up playing the run and then it was a pass play. Or whatever. It was just a lot going on. So I feel like in order for him to be better, he has to get more comfortable. That's probably why Brandon played more, because Brandon understands those situations a lot better.
Let's hear Sirianni. Do we buy what he said about the snap count, which you just alluded to there, that BG out-snapped Huff on Friday night?
What factored into Bryce Huff getting fewer snaps than Brandon Graham and Nolan Smith?
Yeah, just the way the snap counts went for that day. You know, sometimes you're in a drive. Like, there's different reasons for, you know, how the drive's going. If they're going and they were going on the ball, you know, at certain points. So, like, some of those plays can kind of build up, you know, in that game with the style of game it was and mm-hmm. with some of the tempo that was happening. You know, those guys, I don't know exactly how many more reps was it, Jeff?
I think it was just a couple for Brandon and one for Nolan. Are you you know, this is the guy that you gave 51.
Yeah, I know, but when it's that close, when it's like one more or two more, I mean, that the context of that, you know, I didn't know exactly what it was, but yeah, I mean, it's a couple more and just like with the catches or with the ball, the touches, that can go different ways each game. I knew it wasn't that much more, so okay.
Yeah. I know that you said that, you know, and maybe Vic has said this too, that it's a new scheme for him. Is that
sure.
is that you know, and Huff didn't really produce much.
No,
in the first.
No,
I just mean, but are you guys concerned?
Yeah, no, not at all. Again, like I said, Jeff, it's just the way kind of sometimes the way it goes. And again, you want to keep guys fresh as how it goes and throughout the game, pardon me. But sometimes that's very similar to how, like, you know, the touches on offense go as well.
What do you make of that, Hugh? You buy all that? I mean, he's basically saying the flow of the game is why BG outsnapped.
Well,
Huff.
There's probably some truth to that, but, you know, shout out to Jeff McClain for asking questions. That's why, you know how you could just tell when some cats don't have a whole lot of friends because they ask the pointed questions. That sounds like Jeff McClain right there. Shout out to Jeff for doing his job. But I feel like watching the game, there was a lot to be desired when you talk about. What's so funny, Joe? What you laughing at?
Just cook, go ahead.
No, but I think that, like, he just looked a little bit uncomfortable over there playing left end. He really did. Like, and that was me in a small sapling size of him playing a position. I've seen him rush him over there. But like I said, it's different when you have to play every down from over there. And he's a little bit smaller, man. BG's a little bit stouter over there, so that's probably why he was playing. They need to figure out where they're playing him, with how they're going to play him. I said this, and this is, just, again, small sample size. I would probably, in order to get the most out of Bryce Huff right now, I would probably put him on the right end. I would probably let him play on the right side.
Yeah, I like when we have to translate Sirianni and what these teams are saying.
Because he's a long talker.
Well, he's a long talker. And here's my interpretation of that. Because remember Vic Fangio in the beginning of training camp
said he don't know what he is.
He's not ready yet to play all the downs and the snaps. Like, they just were more comfortable with BG on Friday.
Yeah,
that's it.
Basically, bottom line.
Yeah, and then he can't say that because then it seems like they're down on Bryce and they're higher on a 36-year-old who's, you know,
in his last
year of his career.
Game got out of hand. And you know, like, the one thing about it is this, that when you get into a certain situation, say, like, you know, like they say, like Mike Tyson, every time you got a opportunity, you got to play until you get punched in the face. You go back to what you know. And I think that's what Coach Fangio did.
They did. They went to something they were unknown, which was BG. And you know, right now, Huff's an unknown. 215-592-9494. Your phone call's coming up. And Ross Tucker as well. His reaction to the win on Friday, Hurts performance, and the absence of Bryce Huff. All that and more with Ross next and your calls. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.